Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And before we can play this week's show, let's go over the challenge I left everybody with last time. Start with the name of composer Claude Debussy. Change one letter to an H, rearrange those letters, and you can spell a three-word phrase for something that might keep you from enjoying the weekend. What is the phrase?
If you change one of the D's to an H, you can spell a busy schedule.
Indeed, and we have one on the show, so let's get to it.
All right, Ian, on July 24th, 1862, President Martin Van Buren died at the age of 79 in Kinderhook, New York, which was also his birthplace. Like much of the town of Kinderhook at the time, the Van Buren spoke Dutch at home, and as a result, Van Buren is the only U.S. president who spoke English as a second language. To commemorate our eighth president, this week our quiz is about famous people with Van in their name.
Okay.
First up, making her debut on March 2nd, 1952, what comic strip character pulls a football away from another character for the first time 8 months later because she's afraid his shoes will get her new football dirty?
Lucy.
That is Lucy Van Pelt, yes. And Lucy is actually not the first character to pull the football away in the strip. A character named Violet does it in November of 1951, which was 4 months before Lucy even showed up in the strip.
Huh.
What entertainer won a 1961 Tony for his role in the musical Bye Bye Birdie, shared a 1964 Grammy Award for his performance on the soundtrack to Mary Poppins, and multiple Emmy Awards for his work on his eponymous 1960s sitcom?
That would be Dick Van Dyke.
It would indeed. And in a 2003 poll of the worst accents in film, Dick Van Dyke's accent in Mary Poppins comes in second only behind Sean Connery's performance in The Untouchables. Chris Van Allsburg, an illustrator and children's author, has twice won the Caldecott Medal, which is awarded to the best illustrated children's book of the year. Both of those award-winning books were adapted into successful feature films. One stars Tom Hanks as the conductor of a train heading to the North Pole, and the other stars Robin Williams as the father of two children who play a mysterious board game. What are the titles of those two books?
They are The Polar Express and Jumanji.
Yes. And The Polar Express is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the first all-digital capture film. Between 1979 and 1993, actress Joan Van Ark played Valene Ewing on the TV show Knot's Landing. Her character was originally a one-time guest appearance, later increased to 8 episodes, on what long-running drama, of which Knot's Landing was a spinoff?
Dallas?
Dallas is right. I was just going to say the last name should be a hint, and you're right. And Ms. Van Ark reprised her role of Valene in 1 episode of the 2012 version of Dallas. And finally, what rock guitarist has a middle name that's the Dutch version of Ludwig, after composer Ludwig van Beethoven, and continued this tradition by naming his son Wolfgang, after composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
That's Eddie Van Halen.
And bonus fact about Mr. Van Halen, he holds 3 patents related to guitar equipment.
That does not surprise me.
It doesn't really either.
He's a technical wizard.
Well, as usual, Ian would give Charles Van Doren a run for his money.
I mean, he was a cheater.
I mean, except for the whole rigging of the games and the Senate testimony thing, that is. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Van Buren. That's V-A-N-B-U-R-E-N. Change one letter to an O, and you can spell 2 4-letter words that each name something a writer is very familiar with. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor whose work appears in the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will reconvene the quiz this time next week.
We will see you then.